From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A federal commission looking into the cause of the Deepwater Horizon explosion in April has resumed hearings outside of New Orleans. NPR's Larry Abramson says attorneys for the various oil-related companies spent much of the first day clashing as they tried to shield their clients from having to answer difficult questions.
The Deepwater investigation hearings, run jointly by the Coast Guard and the successor to the Federal Minerals Management Service, heard testimony from engineers representing the many companies that worked on the rig. But commission members heard a lot more from attorneys than from technicians. Edward Conkey, lawyer for rig owner Transocean, shouted over and over, interrupting Coast Guard Captain Hung Nguyen.
We have asked
this through the back door.
It is not through the back door.
Why didn't you ask him that question when he was here under oath?
The board asked many questions with
relate that question.
Attorneys for other companies also objected regularly. Two BP officials have declined to appear before the commission, but other BP officials are expected to testify. Larry Abramson, NPR News, New Orleans.
A U.S.-born cleric linked to al-Qaeda has posted a new audio address online. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, he taunts President Obama about Yemen.
Anwar al-Awlaki used to be best known as a radical internet cleric with a wide following among young jihadis. Then, late last year, he was linked to both the Fort Hood shootings and the failed attempt to bomb a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day. The U.S. has been searching for him ever since and has put him on a CIA capture or kill list. He released a new 13-minute audio message that warned Americans that President Obama intended to embroil U.S. forces in Yemen. If George W. Bush is remembered as being the president who got America stuck in Afghanistan and Iraq, he said, it's looking like Obama wants to be remembered as the president who got America stuck in Yemen. U.S. troops are not in Yemen, but there have been drone attacks there. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Kiss me goodbye beyond defying gravity.
Idina Menzel singing from the stage sensation Wicked during Tuesday night's PBS, a Broadway celebration and performance at the White House. It was the latest installment in the White House music series. The event began with Tony winner Elaine Stritch singing Broadway Baby. And here Nathan Lane jokes about bringing the theater to the president.
We are here to sing show tunes for the most powerful man in the free world. And God help anyone who gets in our way.
President Obama called Broadway music a truly American art form. Shares closed mixed in Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Tokyo Tuesday, with most Asian markets closing higher. IBM and Texas Instruments reported disappointing earnings on Monday, sending shares lower on Wall Street. This is NPR News. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says his government wants to be responsible for its own security. Karzai is also blaming independent contractors for much of the corruption and instability in his country. He was speaking in Kabul at an international conference to develop a plan to have Afghanistan control its own security by the end of 2014. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is leading the U.S. delegation to the event. A key barometer of sentiment among the nation's home builders is down substantially. Steve Beckner of Market News International takes a look at the downturn.
Consumer and business confidence have plunged, so it is perhaps not surprising that there is also a gloomier mood in the home construction industry. The National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index, a gauge of home builder sentiment, fell a worse than expected 2 points in July to 14, lowest level in 15 months. The index is based on a survey of builder perceptions of current and projected single-family home sales as good, fair, or poor. Builders are also asked to rate traffic of prospective buyers. NAHB Chairman Bob Jones says there is a lull in home buying activity following the expiration of the Federal Home Buyer Tax Credit Program, and says people are hesitant to buy homes due to uncertainty in the overall economy and job markets. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Americans are cutting back on spending on home entertainment. An industry group for the Hollywood studio says January to June sales for Blu-ray players and digital downloads have not made up for losses in DVD sales. The industry made more than $1 billion from downloads and video on demand, an increase of 23%. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.